What?
But it was something about strippers. You were talking about strippers and
strippers. I don't remember. I lost my train of thought.
Excuse me, I was in the other room. Were y'all talking about my balls?
Are they huge? Did I see them already? Don't take them out.
Show them. Show them.
Have I heard about this already?
Look.
Pull your chair back.
I don't want to.
And I'm gonna.
You got.
I'm gonna turn. No, no, no. Don't
like you're innocent. I don't want. Oh my God.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
For the chat room. For the chat room. I wanted to let you know that Adam is officially getting his Pride 48 rite of passage and getting to see and touch Big Fatty's balls.
Pull him out.
Because you are not a true Pride 48er unless you've touched Fatty's balls.
They're very impressive.
Adam's face is so red right now.
It's red because I was forced to take a hit of poppers, you guys.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
They're very impressive.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2802, I say chew, of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 23rd of October 2018, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about my day, and we're going to play voice letters. Yes, be ready. Hello, Sundowners. Fatty, that's you. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you. I'll tell you why you're sundowners when I tell you about my day. Yes, be pretty. Just love Alex Lefebvre, I guess. Let's see, after I talked to y'all yesterday, y'all, I forgot to remind you to watch the dancing on Monday night. Y'all, it was Rat World night on the dancing. Y'all, they do such a good job of that. So anyway, but yes, Big Fatty, you're just sundowning. Yeah, I am. And So, what was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. Thank goodness we've got less than 200 of these left. Anyway, y'all, I was on that Survivors Ready little show with old Crooked Hat, and y'all playing the part of Evan Ayers was Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. And y'all, he did a great job. Chris, always welcome to come back. In fact, you ought to come back one night when Evan is there so you can see that he's a cutie patootie. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it was gonna be chilly. My willy was gonna be chilly on Sunday night. Y'all is going down into the 40s, and y'all, so I cracked the window. Big Fatty, why didn't you just open it? Well, that's what I meant. Oh, okay. I turned on the electric camisole. You know, that's the electric mattress pad. I had the toasty toes going, but y'all, it was, I had still had on my summer bedspread on the bed, and y'all, it just wasn't quite heavy enough. So y'all, I had to get up, and I had to put my quilt, my hand knitted quilt by Rick. Rick made me one in the horror colors years ago. Y'all, I put that on the love chain, and y'all, I was nice and toasty warm all night long. Y'all, then I got up. Monday morning, y'all, I had my coffee. Y'all, I washed my sheets and washed my summer bedspread. And y'all, I put on my winter bedspread by Vera Wang. Big Fatty, we do not need to hear about the old gal's dangle. No, not Vera's Wang. Vera Wang. Oh, well, that's very different. Yes, Vera's Wang is something you don't need to talk about. Yes, Big Fatty, especially if it's, well, never mind, move the show forward. And y'all, then after that, I went for my nipple walk around Fat Acres. Y'all, it was crisp. It was crisp. And y'all, on my walk around Fat Acres, y'all, I discovered breaking news.
This just in from the BFO Fat Acres desk. Y'all, the giant testicle decorations for the Halloweeny have returned.
Y'all, they're not any pinker than they were, but they're back. They're back. And y'all, I took a picture. I took a picture of them, and I'm going to post that over at the BFO at noon today, so y'all can go over and see the giant testicles. Yes, Big Fanny, Adam from Foul Monkeys doesn't need to see them. He's had, well, never mind. Anyway, y'all, I did that, and I came back and got my shirt. And y'all, before I got my shirt, no, y'all, before I went on my nipple walk, y'all, I was watching The Price is Right. The original Price is Right with Bill Cullen. Only you and Vera's Wang remember that one in black and white over on NBC. Big Fatty, play the right music. Y'all, it's real interesting. I was talking to Dr. Stone on the FaceTime this weekend, and y'all, you know, they've got a male model on the Price is Right, and we were both commenting on how hot he is. His name is James. He's from Australia, down in the future. Yes, Big Fatty, like straight Bob. Dr. Stone says, oh, they've hired a new male model. I said, oh, I hadn't heard about that. He said, yes. Well, y'all, today, Drew Carey comes out and he says, oh, we're going to introduce you to our new model today. And y'all, it was the new male model. His name is Devin. He used to play sports ball. And y'all, he's a delicious milk chocolate. Melts in your mouth, not in your hands. And I can't wait for Devin and James to fight over Vera's Wang. Big Fatty, I hope they have something better than Vera's Wang up for bids. Big Fatty, you just love to make yourself kerfuffle. Big Fatty, you know the old gal don't listen to this shit. Well, I know. But anyway, did my nipple walk, and I came back, got my shower, and I was piddling around the fat cave here, and not the fat cave, the villa. And y'all, I said, you know what? I think I'm ready to go for it. Was because y'all, it was a lovely day for the nipple walk. I said, I'm gonna go for my second nipple walk early. I'm gonna go around the big circle. Go around the big circle near Fat Acres. So y'all, I go out and I put on my orange hat and I'm off. And y'all, the sun feels so nice, and I'm walking and everything, and y'all, I go around the circle, and I start home, and y'all, it's a large traffic circle near Fat Acres, and y'all, what I thought was the right road to come back, y'all, it wasn't. I went down the wrong road. Big Fatty! y'all, I was lost, and it struck me, and I finally, Ben Fetty, are you okay? Yeah, why? Well, you said it struck you. Oh, well, as a sundowner, you know, it struck me that I was on the wrong road. But anyway, it just made the little nipple walk a little bit longer. But y'all got back here to the villa, and y'all, I listened to that. That catching up with Mike and Joe live. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, Poodle. Poodle was on the after show. Yes, Big Betty, you're not mad, are you? No. The only thing that was missing was Joe saying, go to hell, Poodle. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Betty. Big Fanny, dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 23rd of October, y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, Big Fanny's never met this person face to face, but y'all, he's a longtime listener to the BFO, and y'all, he has his own little show that he did for a while, and then it went away, but y'all, it's back, yes, Big Fanny, y'all, it's that freak Quincy, and he does the homosexual wasteland. Big Freddy's the gay wasteland, that too. And oh yes, Big Freddy Squeaky Kitty loves Frequency, and Frequency is quite regular. He's like a dietary fiber on getting his new little show out on a regular. But yes, Big Freddy. And I know he is. I'm pretty sure. He's on the 20, and he's probably on the face space too. By the way, Big Fatty, you were extremely gassy on that walk today. It was almost like you were being paid to be gassy. Well, kinda. But anyway, y'all, if you see Frequency on the 20 or the face space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big ol' piece of cake. Yes, Big Freddy!
Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday to you!
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh. Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Christina from Greetings from Nowhere, and I am calling with a West Coast update. So, the weather over here is sunny and 74 degrees, and I am annoyed because I would like for it to be gray and cloudy enough to be Hammersaw weather. Because I have ordered some lovely sweaters for the fall, and I would like fall to get here. So, school is going well. We're not talking politics. That's just ugliness. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for the belated birthday wishes. You are also one of my very favorite people out in podcast land, and it's so nice to know that you are there and that sometimes you think of me. So thank you very much. And it's really fine that you missed it. It does not matter to me at all. Just knowing you're out there makes me happy. I wanted to say that I might have some big news coming up in the next couple of weeks, but I will save that for another update once I have an answer. Other than that, things are going really, really well. And yes, I did have a big old piece of cake with ice cream. Love you. Bye.
was a month ago. It was. And Christina, thank you so much for the call. So nice to hear from you. And y'all, I've already gotten another call from Christina. So maybe we'll have we'll get to hear what the news is at Grandma. Well, it could be. But Christina, always lovely to get a West Coast update. And I hope by now you've had a chance to put on your brand new camisoles that you bought and get out and enjoy some fall, some refreshing autumnal air. Yes, Big Freddy, better than enjoy Vera's Wang. Big Freddy, why do we have to keep saying that?
Hello, Big Freddy, it's Francie, and I have a joke. What do you get when you eat peanut butter and baked beans? You could do an Ask Big Fatty if you want, but the answer is a fart that sticks to the roof of your ass. I think you'll like this. I hope you do. Hug Poodle and squeeze Squeaky Kitty, and I hope you enjoy this little joke I found online. Bye.
That's a good one, Big Fatty. It's true. First of all, Francie, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Francie, as funny as that joke was, it was equally as funny to hear you try to deliver it without laughing. Big Fatty, I wonder if Digger wants to put that in his new set he's making up. I don't know. But Francie, thank you so much for that. Yes, Big Fatty, what do you get? Well, Big Fatty, when you eat peanut butter and baked beans, you just get a mudslide. Big Fatty! Yeah, I guess y'all, since we're playing some had a kerfuffle there, y'all, I thought I'd play one. Big Fatty, you really are a sundowner today. I am. y'all, by the way, somewhere in the midst of between those nipple walks, y'all, I went out and got in the car. Y'all, I got in the car and I drove around and did some errands. Big Fatty, you really, the help is on the way. Anyway, the turnip head sent me a kerfuffle. It says, a farmer buys a young cock. As soon as he gets home, it fucks all the farmer's 150 hens. The farmer's impressed. At lunch, the cock again screws all 150 hens. The next day, it's fucking the ducks and the geese, too. Sadly, later in the day, he finds the cock laying on the ground half dead and vultures circling overhead. The farmer says, well, you deserved it, you horny bastard. The cock opens one eye, points up, and says, shh, they're about to land. Big Fatty, that is one horny cock, big. What, did he name that, did he name it Vera's Wang? Big Fatty, we said it again! Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I just got a text of money. Y'all, the Hatterina hadn't been feeling well over there in Hatlanta. And just having a little shortness of breath and all. And y'all, she's had heart problems in the past. And she went to her cardiologist today, and she's getting I think that's that thing that the turnip head does where you get shocked back into a correct rhythm later today. So y'all keep the Hatterina in your thoughts today, please. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And Adam, what do you think of the giant testicles hanging around here in Fat Acres?
Those are they're very impressive.
Oh, they are very impressive, and you can see them today at noon at the BFO.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.